This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
We're talking about a study that was carried out by, we buy a course that shows that, you know, while men are more interested in power and prestige when buying a car, females tend to prioritize affordability and safety. We're looking at what people look for in cars versus what they need, what they should be looking for in 2025.
Yes, and we're talking to the CEO of Master Drive, Eugene Herbert, who's joining us on the line. Good morning. Welcome. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning. I'm well, and you folks, thank you.
Great. Thank you so much for joining us. Now, Eugene, the evolution of cars has come with a lot of features, and technology has taken it to another level. Are these quickly becoming the bait, you know, especially for to get women buyers to, you know, actually fall trapped to some of these things, some of the features that we see on the cars? What are your thoughts around that?
Well, you know, interestingly, just go back a few years, and in many instances, if you walked onto a showroom floor, remember, we didn't have the internet in those days.
Mm.
So you as a woman or as a man, couldn't really make an informed choice. They were dependent on the salesman who gave them a brochure and said this. And I still remember one instance, somebody said to me, they went into a salesman and they asked him, what is the safest car? He said, no, well, a white car. I think we've progressed a little bit further than that.
Yeah.
But given the changes, and maybe just if I just enumerate some of them, look at all the technology that's built into cars today. In all honesty, and I test vehicles every week, I cannot keep up with all the things that are there. So as a buyer, and yes, they're dependent on people who give them informed opinions, etc., it's so difficult to make a choice because you buy a, and here's the one good thing. Remember, some of the vehicles come Korea, etc. You buy that vehicle, it comes fully loaded.
Yeah.
So your choice is actually simple. However, you go to some of the German makes, you buy the chassis, I think, and then you add the body, the windows, and all the other things. I'm mocking them now, all right? But seriously, you have to tick a box to all these other things. So now, yeah, you see the price. Let's assume it's 800,000.
Uh-huh.
But by the time you ticked all the things you want, it's 1.2 million. So I think it's actually loaded against the buyer. When they want to buy a vehicle that they like, sometimes the things that impact on their decision is almost beyond their control. But just have a look at electric vehicles today. 10 years ago, did we have a choice of vehicles that we have today? Now, what is really interesting is the influx of Chinese vehicles that give motorists such an infinite choice. You can have a hybrid, you can have a full EV, you can have a plug-in hybrid. So I really wouldn't want to be in the position today where I'm choosing a new vehicle. But if I were giving somebody advice, look at what's happening on our roads today. What are the things that make a difference to you and I from a safety point of view? That car that you looked at, you saw these low-profile mags, eh? It really looks cool. But with the potholes on our roads today, is that the type of wheel that you want on your car? So I think some of the things that are influencing us are beyond the immediate vehicle. It's the circumstances and conditions in which you and I drive.
Sure. You know, with everything you've described right now and all the difference and everything, you know, what we see in the market, what do you find that most people look for now in cars, considering all things, you know, including the economy? What are people mostly like? What will they not compromise at all? They want this and this and this. What are those things?
Okay, so maybe if I summarize it in this way, I think people want value for money. So if you have a look at the brands that are catering value for money, and I think of one brand in particular, Suzuki, it's not a big vehicle, but it fits the needs of most motorists. It's got some of the basic things. So it's got ABS, which is key today. It's got an economical engine. And you have a look at the fluctuation in fuel prices. Now, not every one of us can go and buy an EV. In fact, if Eskom is supplying power to you, then the EV is a great choice. But if Eskom is not, then you've got a problem. Right. So safety features, comfort, value for money, and fuel economy is one of the, or several of the big things that we find. And of course, if you have a look at what some of the more far-thinking motorists would have a look at, to say, value for money, not only now, But when comes the time to get rid of it, what will I get for it over there? Because that's an important thing. And that's why when you have a look at your established brands, you know, your Korean or your Japanese product, you buy one of those, you know that in 5 years' time it's going to be worth X amount. You buy a modern vehicle today coming in from China, they're great vehicles, please don't misunderstand me. What will it be worth in 5 years' time? Now, yet another thing that you and I as a motorist must look at. We know if we have a Japanese product or a German product and we have an accident, you know, call it a crash, whatever you want, what are the spares availability to fix that thing? Can that be said of a vehicle that's coming in from China? And that's one of the things that I find. You have this great vehicle, you have a crash, and you don't have the use of it for 6 weeks or something because they're waiting for spares. So those are the two things that we need to look at. And then, whilst it's great having these wonderful warranties, you know, 5 years, 70 kilometers, maybe 7 years, am I going to plan to keep the vehicle that long, or am I going to sell it? Now, I may be, as a purchaser, be great, but what about the second-hand owner who buys that vehicle? What are they buying into? Because not all of us can afford the luxury of buying new vehicles. So there's so many things that need to be considered. And then, of course, color is important, because if it doesn't look nice, who wants it?
Eugene?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yes. No, I lost you there for a bit. But I think, you know, with what you've explained right now, you know, in terms of the difference between what we see coming from the Asian market and what we know from the German markets, I think it's a lot for, you know, customers or buyers to really think through the points that you've mentioned on a very serious note, you know, in the long run, in the short term as well, you know, in terms of those pointers as well. But thank you so much, Eugene. Really appreciate you coming through with your expertise and giving us great insight. That's the CEO of Master Drive, Eugene Herbert.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.